Welcome back to JR Morning. Mohammed bin Salman visited the White House yesterday for the first time since the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was at the White House sitting with our president, President Donald Trump. There's some questions that were asked that some of the responses not sitting well with a lot of people. Let's talk to Peter Trumbore, professor and chair of the Department of Political Science at Oakland University. Professor, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So let's start with the imagery here. You got the president sitting beside Saudi Crown Prince, publicly declaring that Mohammed bin Salman knew nothing about Jamal Khashoggi's killing, even though U.S. intelligence concluded otherwise. Right. So, I mean, what kind of message does this send about the administration, how they treat its own intelligence?
Well, I mean, it's no different than when in his first term, when Trump was at Helsinki with Vladimir Putin, and Trump defended Putin on the election interference issue, despite the fact that all our intelligence agencies had said that the Russians did intervene and interfere in the 2016 presidential election. So it's really no different than that. Donald Trump has a thing for authoritarians, and the fact that Mohammed bin Salman is a very, very rich authoritarian, I think just makes him that much more attractive to the president.
And, you know, President Trump says that he didn't have any human rights violations. And so these are things that we know are not true. So
right.
It's clear that the president wants to do business with Saudi Arabia. What do you think of selling F-35s to Saudi Arabia and the chip technology to Saudi Arabia?
Well, I think there's sort of two issues just to be aware of on both of these. The first with the F-35s, Congress would have to approve the sale of those stealth fighters to Saudi Arabia. So that's kind of a potential stumbling block. And then we have a commitment to Israel that Israel will always retain qualitative military superiority in the region. And right now, the only other country in the region that has F-35s is Israel. So if we were to provide those to the Saudis, there is a question of whether or not that would violate our commitment to Israel. Now, there's no sort of statement of how many of these aircraft we would sell. So I suppose you could argue that if we only let them buy a couple, that it wouldn't, you know, materially affect Israel's qualitative advantages. But that's the other stumbling block. A separate issue about both the aircraft and the chips is that Saudi Arabia has been cultivating very close relationships with China as well. And there is some concern that if that technology is provided to the Saudis, it would make it that easier for the Chinese to somehow get access to or steal.
I got to push back on one thing you said. So
sure.
What they found out about Russia was that they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on social media ads to try to sway people's vote. The FBI
right.
came out and said that there weren't any political ties between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin to change
right.
the election, right? So
yes, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yes.
I didn't say that the Russians changed the outcome. I'm saying that our intelligence community affirmed that they interfered in it.
Okay.
And so, you know, Trump's support for Putin over his own intelligence agencies was very similar to what he did with the MBS yesterday.
Yeah. So I guess then my question is, what is then the benefit of these diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia at this point?
I mean, for us, it's a little head-scratching for me. You know, Saudi Arabia has never been what you would call a strategic ally of the United States. We've been trying to cultivate close ties with them for a very long time, in part because we want them to normalize relations with Israel, and they made no commitment to that yesterday. But also because we have seen them as a bulwark against some of the other regional powers. In the past, that was Iraq. Probably today, that would be Iran. So, you know, there is that element to it, but we also want access to the vast sum of money that they have. You know, the Saudis are talking about making a $1 trillion investment into the United States. And again, there's no timeline for that. So who knows when that money would flow.
Mm.
But that's something else we want from them. And we shouldn't forget that the Trump family and the Trump organization has very close business ties to the Saudis. The Crown Prince provided $2 billion in seed money for a venture capital fund run by Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. So, you know, this is, again, you know, why would we roll out the red carpet and parading horses and all the things, the flyover of aircraft? Why would we, you know, go so far out of our way to welcome a guy who has been an international pariah since 2018? Well, I think there's a lot of mixed motivations on the part of the administration. Some of it's personal and some of it's policy.
Peter Trumbore, professor and chair of the Department of Political Science at Oakland University. Thank you so much for your insight. Appreciate it. Happy Wednesday.
You're welcome.